Hello and welcome to, this is actually the first episode of Discovering Swedish, which is an exciting new feature at Mesa.se where we will discover Swedish, that is the language, not the country. And this is episode one, where we cover verbs and the word order. Now, my name is Nils and I'm the chief editor at Mesa.se, and here in the studio we have Tue as well.
I'm Gina.
And I'm Sarah.
Welcome. Now, we have, the way we're going to do this is we have a dialogue that we're going to go through. And first in English, Swedish, and then we do Swedish and English. And we cover some key vocabulary, some key sentences, and other stuff that we think are just great to know about. One of the things that we think is definitely important to know about Swedish is the word order. Of course, different languages have different word orders, but just briefly, what can we say about the Swedish word order?
Well, just like English, it's subject, verb, object.
Right, so I drive a car. Fantastic, that's great news. Right, so we're going to delve into the dialogue very shortly, but just what is happening in this episode?
Well, in this episode, you will meet our two friends, Jose and Anna, and they will meet for the first time.
Right. And they're actually going to be with us for quite a few episodes here. We're planning 10 episodes altogether. So I'm sure we'll all know each other quite well after that. Now, without further ado, let's get right down into the dialogue. Hej! Är du Johanna?
Nej, jag heter Anna. Jag kommer från Tyskland.
Åh, på så vis. Jose! Trevligt att träffas.
Varifrån kommer du?
Spanien. All right, and now we're doing it again, this time slower, and with English translation there. Hej, är du Johanna?
Hello, are you Johanna?
Nej, jag heter Anna. Jag kommer från Tyskland.
No, I'm Anna. I come from Germany.
Åh, på så vis. Jose, trevligt att träffas.
Oh, I see. I'm Jose. Pleased to meet you.
Varifrån kommer du?
Where are you from?
Spanien.
Spain.
So, there we are. The dialogue has been completed. The two people have met for the first time and they are about to embark on an exciting time in Sweden. Now, for us, though, we're going to move more slowly. We started with the key vocabulary right now, and so I'm going to hand over to Sarah here. Now, what is the first vocabulary item for today?
Hey.
Hello.
Hey då.
Goodbye.
Jag.
I.
And this one is interesting, though, isn't it? Because you quite frequently hear Swedes say just ja, skipping the last letter G there. Now, The way you write it, you write it as jag, right, with a G sound there at the end, jag. But it's in speech and spoken form, it's absolutely okay to drop that G and just say ja. For example, jag heter Nils, instead of jag heter Nils. But at the same time, I just want to say that if you prefer to pronounce the G, that's never going to be wrong. It's just that in common speech, you find that people do drop the G more often than not. Right, and on to the next vocabulary item.
So, let's go on. Du.
You.
And this is, there's another interesting thing about this word as well there, in the sense that we use du with everyone. I mean, even if it's your doctor, your professor, someone just meet on the street, you always use du. So there's no formal way to say this. This is the formal and informal way. We use it in all kinds of situations there. So that could be interesting to know. Now, let's not interrupt anymore. Next vocabulary item.
Ja, mig.
Yes, no.
Jag heter.
I am, or my name is.
Jag kommer från.
I come from.
Trevligt att träffas.
Pleased to meet you.
Varifrån kommer du?
Where do you come from?
And those are the key vocabulary items there. Now, we also have prepared some key sentences based on what we learned in this episode there. So now we're moving on to the key sentences. Who would like to start?
Let's get started. Kommer du från Tyskland?
Are you from Germany?
Nej, jag kommer från Estland.
No, I'm from Estonia.
Vad heter du?
What's your name?
Talar du svenska?
Do you speak Swedish?
Thank you very much for that. And that actually wraps us up for this time. But please visit www.mese.se for the accompanying PDF file, where you find the script we used for the dialogue, you'll find some grammatical explanations and commentary, and also a great section on verbs and word order. So please visit www.mese.se for that. And please stay tuned for the next episode coming in, well, this time next week.
Hey, hey, y'all.